In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Pat Carey Bradshaw.
And I'm Jared Free.
And what the fuck did I just watch? Like, what was last night? I thought I was losing my mind.
I mean, an episode for the history books.
It is completely wild that we're sitting here today with Susie and Clayton being a thing.
It's completely wild that they acted like someone else had like when he was like, I never thought in a million years this person would contact me. And I was like, well, it can't be Susie because she's the most logical person that would have contacted you.
It is as if, to be honest, it was, you know, the comparison to Hannah B has been made a lot just because they look a lot alike, but it was as if Hannah B inhabited her body after, like, yeah, during when the season ended to last night, because she had lost all logic.
Yeah.
She was so gung-ho in her decision to leave Clayton. I can't do this. She said, you are not my person.
Mm.
And still decided to go through with this.
Did she go back to Virginia Beach and like do two swipes of Tinder? And she was like, oh, this is...
Yeah,
sign up.
She like talked to a bitter friend and that was like, there's nothing better out here.
This is all you got.
It truly did feel like that. Yeah, right? Didn't it feel like that?
Yes, it felt like she got back to Virginia Beach, immediately gave up and was like, you know what, Clayton?
You know what she was like? Sorry to interrupt, but she truly reminded me of a woman who moves to New York City for like 2 years, is like, nah, then moves back to her high school town and gets back with her high school boyfriend and is
absolutely
like,
absolutely.
And then forever is like, I used to live in New York, actually.
Oh, exactly. And that's their whole like personality trait.
The whole personality is, oh, I remember. Well, in my days in Murray Hill, I used to wear my sneakers to work and bring my heels in my bag. And it's like, you did 6 months.
And you're like, oh, that, yeah. Oh, I live in the city. And people are like, oh, whereabouts? What neighborhood? I'm like, do you know the neighborhoods? Oh, yeah. I spent 2 months there in college in 1966.
Susie, the 1 year in New York girl. I mean, it was truly insane. Like,
I mean, the whole, let's get into like, so the beginning, should we do the synopsis?
Do the synopsis. Let's go.
She must think that Clayton's 250,000 followers are going to just pay the bills.
Well, Clayton must think that because he left his job, sold his condo, and he's like, I live in Virginia now.
Okay. This is chaotic. All right. So first, Gabby gives a speech for Bachelor history books.
Then Rachel somehow manages to give an even better speech for the history books.
And finally, Bachelor producers decide to do something they've never done before, change the algorithm of the show.
Not the algorithm.
I mean, technically. They jump into the episode super quick with Jesse knocking on Susie's door to guilt her about Clayton. Like, Jesse was so, he's like, come on, that's my man. Like, you know, he didn't mean it.
That's my twin brother. I need you to give him another chance.
I will say, Jesse looked good at the after the final rose.
I mean, Jesse has never not looked good.
See, I never felt like he looked like, I never was like, oh, he's very attractive. But after the final rose, I was like, okay, I guess I can kind of see it. Next to Clayton, he looks like a king.
I will agree. I mean, I think he's definitely a good looking dude, but he took ownership of this job.
He's good at this.
Like, he's good at it. Like, he was definitely like, and I mean, I talk a lot about how Chris Harrison, like, for people to get mad that Chris Harrison was fired, like, Chris Harrison was too old to host the show. Like, Jesse's like age appropriate. He's a wingman.
Yeah.
He's like an older brother. Like it doesn't look weird when he talks to the women about their relationships. Like it all makes sense. He really did he came into his own.
I agree. I feel like he has a confidence that as much as I love Tayshia, obviously, and Caitlin is there as well. I love that he has a confidence that it feels like Caitlin and Tayshia just kind of didn't have when they were hosting.
Well, also the change of him, they showed that clip last week of him being the bachelor or whenever, 2 weeks ago of him being the bachelor and being completely unable to form a sentence. I mean, full blown stuttering. And now he is hosting the show flawlessly, using his little hand gestures and movements. And
yeah, I wonder if he's had media training. Cause
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Kim Kardashian in interviews now, it's she can handle questions like she's before Congress.
She called Jesse and was like, get your fucking ass up and work. Nobody wants to work these days.
I remember there's an old episode of the Kardashians where they go to media training and they're we're just going to be as brutal as possible. And you have to maintain your composure. And they're so your family got famous off of your sex tape. And everybody looks down except for Kim, who goes, woo, woo.
This is why Jesse hosted the Ultimate Surfer show.
Yeah.
This is why. Get him ready.
Cue him up.
The Ultimate Surfer.
I forgot that even fucking existed.
But it definitely felt like he just was this is my life now. Like we said it last episode, but he was excited for this. And he turned on Clayton every chance he got. Every time he could.
I love that.
He was and her parents are here. He was ready for those fun gotcha moments.
Which we never got with Chris. There was no, Chris was just always so run up middle of the road. There's no bias here. I want there to be a little, we're watching this show together. Jesse, you were there for this. How can you not sit there and say and pretend all of this isn't happening? So I agree. I think he did a great job.
When he said not one, not two, but three women, it was yeah, dude, he's eating up the screen.
Yeah. Well, so we start, the fact that they had, it was he talks to Susie, all of a sudden she just walks in the house with Clayton and his parents.
It was weird.
Nightmare.
Listen, are we supposed, this is what's so annoying, I have to believe the Bachelor has some say. If you're allowed to send women home whenever you want, you are also allowed to say, let me go talk to Susie first. The idea that Susie just that you just let her walk into your home without greeting her outside, preparing her for your parents. You asked her to be here. Clayton seemed to make every wrong decision you could make as far as being respectable.
Mm. I mean, I agree completely.
She walks in, she's like, hey, what's that video? It's like, hey, girl.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hi. The yeah. TikTok sound.
Yeah.
She's from
what
the...
What y'all doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's from, I think, Little Women Atlanta, actually. Mm-hmm. But
Little Women Atlanta?
Yeah. It's you check it out. It's amazing.
I didn't know that was a show.
Recognize people from it even. There's Miss Juicy is from that, who's whatever. But yeah, it did feel like that. And it felt like Clayton was just like, hey, Susie, hey, so should we?
He doesn't even get up to hug her.
No.
And she's like, can we talk outside? As his parents are his parents handled it exactly how I would if I was his parents. Just what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah. Why are we in Iceland? What are you doing? Why are you sleeping with everyone? Why are you telling everybody that you love them? Make a solid decision. You're supposed to be the lead of the show, in charge of the show. You're a 30-year-old man. Can we just, you want to get married, but here we are just doing all this crazy. It feels manic. Also,
when he's talking to Susie and he's like, you're the one, you're the only one, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, at what point are you going to fucking tell her that Gabby and Rachel are waiting upstairs? They're still here.
Up with them.
Well, that's the thing he did again, going back to the least respectable, like order of operations. This guy did not know PEMDAS whatsoever. Like,
not PEMDAS.
Like, this guy,
absolutely.
I mean, relationship PEMDAS does not relate, because every time he could have done an order that was more respectable, he did the opposite order.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to back up Chris, it's called Little Women Atlanta. It's a reality show. And yeah, that is exactly what it's from.
Yeah. There's Little Women LA also. It's like Housewives. It's great. But I love when Susie was like, "You made me feel like a stray dog." I was like, that is exactly what it looked like, yes, too.
And I'm so glad that she got that out there, because what was so, I was worried that they were going to have this conversation and she was still going to be apologizing and still feeling bad about the stuff that about their argument.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she like spoke up and was like, what the fuck? Like, your reaction is why we're in this position right now. She never said he was a bad person. He just kicked her to the curb and just did not respect her as a person in general.
She said everything rational people were saying that commented on this show. Irrational people were saying the things he was saying. Like, it was like, it almost like made me, it made me feel less crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. I thought she was great. I can't believe that the things ended up the way they did, because I was like, good for her.
Right. That is my like issue with all of this, is that like, we're finally seeing these women like Gabby and Susie and whatever, like, stand up for themselves. And then we fall back into everything else. Gabby did not, but like Susie, I mean, come on. Why are we doing this?
I mean, when they like brought Susie out, and I mean, I had an edible and she walked out and I was like, is that Hannah Brown?
Yeah.
I was like, can you imagine? And then I was like, it's just Susie. Why was there so much lead up to this? I thought that I like had literally missed something.
It was truly bizarre. And I mean, before we get there, I mean, like, he basically has a talk with Susie of like, hey, this is still out there. And then he's like, okay, now that I've done that, let me go dump my other people that I told I love them to.
At the same time.
And there again, back to PEMDAS, like, this guy had no, like, the idea that he thought he was going to get a 2-for-1 breakup bargain. Like, let me just bang these two out at the same time is insane. And you're going to tell these people that you love them both in a special way, and then you end it but with both of them at the same exact time. Like, even their faces were like, wait a minute, is this happening right now?
It was And I'm glad that Gabby and Rachel have, like, an obvious friendship that seems real, because even the night before it, like, when he was being a fucking piece of shit, they did the same thing.
Yeah.
But like Gabby's reaction, and then when he just like goes out to follow Gabby, I'm like, well, here's the problem now, because now you have two women going opposite ways and you're like gonna follow them and make them feel special. It must have made Rachel feel even shittier that he chased Gabby out of the room.
Yeah.
And Gabby.
Yeah.
I fucking Gabby love nailed Gabby.
It. She nailed it.
And I think that's one of the things that I really liked about this interaction, or this all this drama, was that these girls were never, you would think, in a position like this, like in real life.
If
two girls are fighting over a guy.
Or in past seasons, even.
Yeah, or in past seasons, immediately it's the girls against each other. They're mad at each other, like talking shit about each other, but they never once jumped into that catty girl bullshit with each other, which I think is real, like, says so much about them as like friends and as women.
I'm sure the group texts about Susie now are a little different.
Oh, it's lit. Add me to that group chat, because I'm ready.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction, or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Chirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Chirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. It also told me that, like, how well-prepared women are for these conversations. Like, this show, when it came out originally, and, like, you know, when people who don't know the show talk about it, they're like, one man, 30 women. Like, you know, like, when dudes talk mm-hmm. about it, they talk about it in this, like, gross way. They're like, oh, so what does he hook up with all of them, and then he just, like, chooses? And you're like, yeah, I guess that's kind of, like, how an outsider could see it. But like, the women towards the end of this show are so prepared to talk about feelings and relationships. Like, the idea, like, mm-hmm. Gabby's speech wasn't just done on the fly. Like, she's thought of love. She's thought of, like, how she wants to fall in love and how she wants to be treated. And like, you could tell Clayton hadn't thought about this for 5 seconds. Everything Clayton said,
no,
on the fly. And it's like, this does have something to do with, like, the brunch table conversations. Like, yeah. It just, no man is prepared for this type of.
And it's so, I mean, I loved that Gabby's grandfather was like, you could just tell was like so proud of her and how she was yeah. like, he
oh,
was like,
I'm
you
gonna
could
start
see
crying
him
right now.
Saying it. Like he
was Grandpa
that was,
Joe jumping out of the bed. Like he kept looking Willy Wonka-ish.
Yeah. And she said how he like had a hand in raising her and all kinds of things. So like, yeah, I think that was, and she didn't even really cry when she was fucking yelling at Clayton.
No, because at that point, I think it had turned into such like almost rage that yeah. because the tears at this point, that's doesn't even matter anymore. It's more of the like, you were completely disrespected me. I don't believe anything you say. And then he was like, can I walk you out? And when she said
oh,
no with
so
that
perfect.
Face, I thought I was going to faint.
She was like, are you, it was, the implication was like, no, are you fucking crazy? Like, did you know it?
I think Gabby saw it all. Like it came together. It's yeah. like that, like the, you know, like that
epiphany.
Like meme where, yeah, she like all the pieces came together for her in like in a yeah. beautiful mind moment. Rachel, not as much.
Well, I think Rachel was like, I think Gabby was so pissed because she realized that he only begged me to stay because he wanted to end things. He wanted to be the one to end things. He didn't want it to seem like he had to settle for the last choice at the time.
He wanted the easiest way out. She even said that too. Like, she nailed it so hard. She had like a, what do they call it?
Like a moment of clarity.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then Rachel, I mean, Rachel was just fucking devastated. I feel like it was hard. Like, that was one of the most devastating, like, moments I've seen on the show.
And she was right.
And she was right. I just, like, the amount of tears, I guess that's just who she is as a person. It was just so much crying, and he... And watching him not have any emotion back
ugh.
was like, I mean, sickening.
Well, that's what she kept saying the crying thing. I mean, like, she had so many more details to lean on as far as like to like make him the bad guy. She's like, and he didn't cry. And it's like, how about the, you know, didn't like told you he loved you and then didn't cry. Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think that was like the vibe. She's like, he doesn't even give a shit. Like, he actually doesn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, it was obvious that he didn't care. And then I know when Susie left, or like when Susie was like, can I think about it or whatever, and got in the car and left, you know, he puts his head down and he squeezed out that one tear. And that was the only actual tear that we saw this entire season. I mean, it feels, and he's sitting there calling Sarah out weeks ago and be like, I just don't believe you. I don't think your crying's real. Clayton, I don't think your fucking crying's real. I feel like you have just like coasted your way through this, and Gabby nailed it. And she was like, you were looking for love for you and not for like, you know, in a partner. You're just looking for like, what do I like, and not how can I make this work with someone else?
Yeah. I mean, it was so crazy. I'm like, good riddance.
Well, and then they show Neil Lane and you're like, what the fuck is he doing here? You know, like, didn't you have that thought? You're like, wait a minute, Neil Lane's going to get his money no matter what? Like,
oh, this, yeah, Neil Lane's getting paid regardless. Like, he was like, what? In my contract, motherfucker. Like,
I will be there. Yeah.
With like, my K's Jewelers. Like,
it was like having a fight with a friend and then being like, well, I'm still coming to the wedding. I don't give a shit. I'm going to be at the buffet.
Also, I love how everyone's like, Neil Lane is here. And I'm like, who fucking cares? Like, I'm like, it could be anybody from the, like, who cares? I would rather see a ring sitting in a box on a chair than Neil Lane. I'm like, we've never heard him speak aside from like, hey.
Well, Neil Lane is like supposed to be there during like a magical moment. Like, like when they say Neil Lane is here, like with a glow in their eye, it's like usually like, we're going to have a proposal. We're going to watch love and look at the ring guys here. And everyone's like, oh, it's all coming together. In this scenario, like, chew him out the back door. Like it wasn't even appropriate.
Well, they're like, listen, we pay him the same regardless. So we might as well show something.
Ticket. Speaking of, you know, people being in the audience, there were a lot of Bachelor alum, like right behind we saw Shanae, Serene, Demi.
When I tell you that Marissa, these seasons felt like seeing Shanae, I was like, oh my God, Shanae, how many seasons has it been since she was on? And I was like, oh, that was this fucking season.
We hated Shanae like 2 weeks ago.
It seemed so, when they were like, who reached out? There was a moment that I was like, it's fucking Shanae. Like, it's going to be.
Yeah, I thought that too. The bouncers, Aaron and what's his face, James. And then he was sitting next to Genevieve.
Was he next to Genevieve?
Yeah, he's sitting. It was Aaron next to James. Aaron was in between his two relationships, James and Genevieve.
It's like in The Office when Angela's dating the gay senator and Oscar's always at the events as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Bachelor, like I never mentioned it on like the recap, like when I was live screaming the show, just because I was like, I mean, these are like, it was almost like everyone in the crowd was like a deep cut, you know, like it was like,
yes,
like, you know, like this like memory that we had from whenever. And I
really,
it did seem like they were sitting there waiting for them to be called on stage. And it's like, no, we have enough material here. We can do without Genevieve.
We're good.
Yeah.
I think they just wanted to give like, it's almost like a Where's Waldo kind of thing. Like all of a sudden you see these random people in the bottom left corner and then it's like, oh, Serene.
They do that on like everything. Like at like the Drag Race finales, they'll like fill the audience with old people that have been on the show. And I think it's literally just to like enhance the
viewing
importance
experience
we're supposed to feel. And then Rachel, like having the parents there, if I was Clayton.
Oh my God.
I'd be wearing a diaper.
Yeah, that was scary in the sense that, like, Rachel's dad, tears in his eyes. He looked like every time they went to, first of all, he talks like he's Curly from the Three Stooges. Like, he looks and talks like Curly from the Three Stooges. And then they're like, do you have anything to say to Clayton? And he's like, you know, just like, I think the mom told him not to say anything because, like, he's not exactly a talker. Like I don't think it would have to do.
Well, I don't think he's like, going to be as eloquent as we need him to be.
No. He said, my wife said not to say anything if I can't say something nice. And that I love when she was like, I didn't say that. I don't have anything nice to say.
They were very sitcom parents.
I was hoping they would say something because I'm like, I want to know what they're thinking. Like, I want to know what they're thinking right now.
I bet Rachel was like, don't say anything crazy. I'm going to be the Bachelorette. So like, we want people to like you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. He looked like the big guy from Happy Gilmore that bends the golf club. Like I kept waiting for him to be like, and I look forward to seeing you in the parking lot after the show. Rachel's dad just looked angry. And then like now he's like, he's full on dad cliche character. They're like, what do you think of the boys? He's like, oh, they better watch out. You know, yeah. Like, it's like, okay.
And he'll be like him and Gabby's grandfather will be like staples on their season.
I hope the grandfather lives in the house upstairs in like the grandpa's suite. Like that would be.
My mom would have dragged Clayton's ass like for film.
Oh my God.
My mother would have not kept her mouth shut the whole time.
I feel like, yeah, I mean, if that was my kid, if that, like, I don't even have a kid. I have like nephew, like if my nephew, somebody did that to my nephew someday, I'd be like, I'd be fucking like losing my mind. I don't know how you sit there. Like they must have gotten this information prior because it's not like they had just heard it for the first time.
They already had promo stuff taped. Like even last night on Twitter, like the Bachelorette, like had like them two and like with the hearts in the background, like they already had like a quick thing going, yeah. which was also like, you know, when they did their interviews and they're like angry and I hear that they're angry, but then like, it is interesting to me that like the next scene, they're like, and you're the Bachelorettes. And they're like, we've never been so happy in our entire life. It's like, how did you, like, in 2 seconds, you went from, like, the hardest day of your life to, like, the best day of your life? It's like,
the best day of your life.
If I'm Clayton, I'm just sitting there being like, what? So you're not mad? Are you cool with me? What's going on?
And they were like, and Jesse, I remember at the very end, Jesse was like, so was it, like, is it worth it? And he goes, 1,000%.
Tell people Clayton was okay. You know, like I don't know if I was Clayton. That was kind of back to the idea of like these men are not made for this. This is professional female mental warfare they are being entered into.
Good fucking luck. Because yeah. It's just getting worse.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We forgot to name the episode before.
Oh yeah.
What'd you guys name
it? I said 2 to make a thing go right.
It takes 2 to make a thing go right.
That's like exactly what it's from.
I know. I said, he loves you, he loves you not.
And Jared.
Clayton has the cake and eats it too.
Man, yeah. He really did have his cake and eat. Like,
I mean,
I thought he was going to be left alone. And I was so excited for this because I was like, oh my God, the women. We're evolving. Like we're getting past the point of having to take whatever bullshit is in our path, but
then you're brought back. No, we're not. Brought back to the beginning again. Because here's the part that I was like, listen, Susie, you want to, you know, give it a shot with Clayton, but don't turn to him and call him incredible.
Yeah, come like, on.
You're on and read the room and also like nobody's incredible. Like we talk about this on You Up all the time. Like every guy that's posted with like the, you know, on Instagram is someone else's kind of like emotional bumper cars that they had to go through. Like is someone else's ex. And it's like, you're in the room with the two women who are claiming they are like completely like
traumatized, you know,
traumatized and heartbroken from this situation. And you look at him and go, no, but he's incredible. And it's like,
yeah.
How about you just say, we're a good match. Like, don't make it into him being, you know, it's the land of internet and people speak and hyperbole. But like, it's just, it was that moment. It's like, you're literally in the room with two women that, you know, he broke their hearts and you're like, no, he's incredible. And then she's like, we think we'll get a little backlash. And it's like, oh no, you're going to get, there's literally a Reddit segment just going to be dedicated to you guys.
Yeah, we'll see how things go. I feel like they're going to fade away. Like, I'm like, Susie, girl, you're kissing an influencer career. Goodbye.
You guys live in Virginia Beach.
It's over.
I mean,
Move to LA like the rest of them.
They're going to be on double dates with Garage Joe. What? Grocery Store Joe.
Gross.
My God.
Which you
feeding
have to,
into the darkness.
Look through his Twitter, and it is like the fun. It is the most quintessential, like what you would think his Twitter is. Like, I'll be like, salmon's expensive, huh? like literally, it's things like that. To talk about the fact that they're both going to be bachelorette.
Oh my God. Yes.
So what do we think?
I think that it's an interesting concept. I believe they did this a long time ago. It was like Caitlin Bristow and somebody else, but they picked someone.
Yeah, it was Caitlin Bristow and this girl named Britt. And they both were told they were bachelorette. Then when they got there, they realized they were both there. And then the guys, after the first night, voted for who they wanted to stay.
Oh my God.
And so then, like, even when Caitlin was bachelorette, she knew that, like, 12 guys voted for the other girl to be the bachelorette.
I'd be like, make those 12 stand the fuck up and get the fuck out.
One guy, only, it was one guy was like, when they said it was Caitlin, was like, I am gonna go. Like, he like,
oh,
because he like was there for Britt. And so then I think him and Britt like dated a little after.
Oh wow.
But I that's not the case, because he said like they'll both be on the whole time, because they can't do that to them.
I mean, that people last night were like, how could you do this to the bachelorette? We always get less than the bachelor. And I don't know if I buy that. Like, I mean, if that happened today with a woman getting voted off of her own bachelorette season, like, that is a different, like, that is insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
That was crazy. Yeah.
I mean, but this seems like, you know, the bachelorette, I mean, I think it does need a little bit of freshening up. I think that's what they're doing. This could be fun. I don't know. I was into the change.
I think it'll be good. It's interesting to see if they'll be like dating the same guys.
See, this is my problem.
Yeah.
This is where I feel like we are getting into messy territory, because we have two women who I just said earlier have this great relationship. They haven't been catty towards each other. They've stood on each other's side, like very much women supporting women. Yes, yes, yes. But this is going to, I don't see this happening. I think they're going to ruin their friendship over this. I think something is going to happen.
I don't know. I don't think so, only because I think so Joe Millionaire this season.
I was about to say, it's giving Joe Millionaire.
Yeah. So Joe Millionaire, they were pretty good. Like that never happened on Joe Millionaire, and because it did feel like a team effort. Mm. And I think it goes, I hear what you're saying, Kay, but after watching Joe Millionaire the first few episodes where these guys were like, so who are you going for? Who are you going for? What do you think? Like, it never worked out the way where they're like, well, that's the one I like. Like, I don't know. I would hope it doesn't go that way. But
do you think it's different because Joe Millionaire are two men?
I mean, obviously, well, I hope.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Love is Blind thing where like sometimes they'll be interested in the same guy, but they kind of like talk about it before feelings get to whatever. And then they like stop talking to the, you know,
because they're talking. I mean, like, this is also like the reason they're so mad at Clayton is like they were allowed to get ahead of themselves because they believed he was saying I love you to just them, or they had a different relationship with him than maybe the others did. I think in this scenario, just like Chris, you just said, like you're starting so early knowing the other person's deal that you may not run. I don't think they're going to, I think it'll be fun. I don't think it'll be, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope it's all fine, but I really do worry that putting them in this type of situation, this just, again, they're competing for men as they just were. Because this is, at Gabby, a love competition.
Yeah. We'll see. Okay. Would you rather be bachelorette by yourself or with your best friend?
By myself. Fuck all every sharing. I don't want to share.
I think I'd rather do it with someone, but I would never do it.
I'd rather do it with someone, because just watching Clayton make every wrong decision, like, no one looked at him and was like, dude, maybe we think of this a different way. You know, like,
let's reevaluate.
Yeah. I think having someone else there would be like, you sure you want to do that? Like, I need one. You sure you want to do this guy? And I think if you're doing it together, that makes it like a little bit.
I just feel like even going out, like every weekend you go out with, you know, your girlfriends or whatever. And it's like being the bachelorette with all of your friends. It's like, okay, well, there's probably only X amount of hot guys at the bar. Who's going to get them? Like, so if I have the opportunity, I think I would do solo.
We're getting a window into Kay's friend group situation.
We're all tens, but at what cost?
That's so funny.
My would you rather, we kind of talked about this earlier, but would you rather be the parent that won't shut up, like a Pete's mom, like at the final rose? Or would you rather be the parent that doesn't say anything, sort of like Rachel's?
I'd rather watch Pete's mom on TV.
Yes.
Pete's mom was like fantastic TV.
I agree.
I'd rather, I mean, I don't know. My mom would be like, you know, one of those stray dogs Susie was talking about, just running around the whole place, yelling at everybody.
Yeah, so. I would do. Yeah, same thing. I would be yelling for sure.
I would be yelling.
Yeah.
I feel like the end. I won't say anything that it will embarrass you too much, but I will have my, I'll be putting in my two cents.
So mine was less a would you rather and more of like, would you take this scenario? So you have sex with two women and face their parents after the breakup to end up with the woman of your dreams in Virginia Beach. Would you do it all to end up where Clayton is today?
Ooh.
Virginia Beach, jobless, homeless. He sold his home. He gave up his job. He's got 250,000 Instagram followers. Do you do this all for this life?
No.
No,
I'm out.
No, I'm out. Sorry.
I have more Instagram followers than that. And I didn't have to fuck two women and embarrass myself in front of their parents. Okay. There's a different way to get there.
Yeah.
I definitely would not ever be able to face like my own parents if they saw me do this.
Mm-hmm.
When he pulled out an engagement ring, I was like, dude, put it away. Save it. It's all
like when he was waving.
Go move to
it?
New York and go hook up in the West Village. Like, stop it.
When he was waving that ring during the proposal, and he was like, look how serious I am with this ring.
Yeah.
I was like, my guy.
Well,
like, take your prescriptions. Jesus
and then
Christ.
And then he puts it back in his pocket as if he's going to pull it out right after.
He treated the ring like a dog treat. He was like, see,
you want this?
You can get a ring. And
when people throw seashells like for the seagulls on the beach to get them to go. And then it's just like, it's not a piece of bread. It's just a seashell. You stupid fucking bird. Like,
it just shows. I don't think he's a manipulative person, but he acts manipulative.
I think he's like at the end of the day, he's just not that like his brain. I think just doesn't work in a manipulative way.
He's not emotionally
aware. He
just
doesn't understand. Yeah. Cringiest moment. I mean, the whole fucking thing, but I would have to say their parents watching, obviously.
Yep. Sure is. For me, it was Rachel's like sobbing, like absolute weeping during the breakup. I mean,
also
we've all
makeup.
Been there. Like I have. Yeah. Oof. Like I've been there in that breakup feeling, you know, where I'm crying and like uncontrollable, but I don't know. I think there needs to be like some moment of reasoning. I wanted to like shake her and be like, he's not worth it.
Yeah.
Hello. Like, look at, he just broke up with you in a group setting.
Totally.
We can't be crying about this man. We can't.
I had Susie calling Clayton incredible. I was just like, how do you do that? You just watch this whole thing go down. Just like, say we're a good match is so different than he's an incredible, like, no, he's got
incredible.
Learning to do. He's got some.
When she was like, this is my boyfriend.
Yeah. And when
I
she said,
ya.
I'm well, also even more uncomfortable was when she goes, he goes, do you have any, like, Jesse's like kind of like utzing them being like, do you want to say anything to get him to propose? And then Susie's like, I'd have to propose to him. And it's like, why? He's moving to Virginia Beach. He gave up his job. Yeah. He's.
But I wonder if it's like she's like, everything's under my terms now.
Oh, maybe that was it. I don't know. It was like,
I don't know.
In my head, I felt like when she said that she was trying, she was like, I'd have to earn it. And I'm like,
yeah, that's what I thought.
He humiliated you on TV.
Yeah. What?
And then you went back to him and you're still being like, it's my fault. He has. I have to propose to him.
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah. It's weird.
It was so weird that because I like Susie all season and she became immediately unlikable. Like in like 2 seconds.
Immediately.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like that TikTok. Immediately no. Immediately
no. I've seen what I needed to see.
Yeah. Immediately.
Minute this week.
Yes, a very special Chris's minute.
Yes. And it is with a heavy heart that I have to say that this will be my last Bachelor episode. I'm happy to have gone out on an amazing season. I'm just moving on. I am no longer going to be working at Betches full time. So I'm going to be freelancing still in videos and stuff. So you guys will still see me around. You can find my other podcasts. We have The Receipts, which is through Netflix, or Middle Children. And, you know, most importantly, it's because Kay fucked my boyfriend and I need that to be.
And that's the tea.
No, I kid. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I was supposed to cover this show 2 years ago and then it just never stopped being covered. So thank you to Kay for bringing me in and for Jared for making a great last couple seasons. And I'm sure I'll see you both around all the time.
I mean, obviously, there's no escaping. We love you, Chris, and we're sad to see you go, but obviously we'll be tuning into your other podcasts and following you on Instagram at Carrie Bradshaw.
Love you. And yeah, good luck with this fucking next season.
Oh my God. Which doesn't start until July.
Yeah. Happy summer.
Happy.
Until July.
It'll be completely different weather by the time that season starts. Well, not for you, okay? I forget that are 70 and sunny all the time.
Yeah.
Kay will still be in a convertible bug with her tens.
Facts.
Okay. Who got the rose?
I say Gabby's grandpa. I mean, he was the best part of the show. Watching him get up when she walked out to run and hug her was the sweetest thing ever. And then, I don't know, he was just so proud, and watching his face on the screen when she was making that speech and standing up for herself, the tears in his eyes. I mean, there's nothing more adorable than a grandpa.
Yeah, I'm going to change mine to that as well. He was the best. I had producers for picking two bachelorettes and finally trying something new in 45 years. but also, yeah, Gabby's grandfather was amazing.
Yeah, you changed mine to Gabby's grandfather. I had Jesse, Gabby, and Rachel, but Gabby's grandfather, every time he was on screen, it was better than the last.
Like, we loved it. I know.
He glowed.
We must protect him at all costs.
That's right.
Amen.
And hopefully he'll be making an appearance next season. For sure he will be.
Yeah.
And I'm
well, not for sure. He's an old guy.
I'm excited.
Don't wish anything.
Let's just be happy for the days we got with Grandpa.
You know what? You're right. I was just excited to see the glow up. You know how everybody comes back and they're glowed up. All of a sudden, he has like a new head of hair and like some Botox.
Yeah. How many Instagram followers did he gain last night?
I know, right? He definitely started an account. He must have. Okay. Well, then with this, we will be back next week. Jared and I are going to do a award show summing up the whole season, and we'll be back then. So until then, you can follow us on Instagram at The Vetchler. You can follow us on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We also have a weekly newsletter called The Bachelor Breakdown that you can subscribe to at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And you can follow me at Kay York City.
And me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And at Jared Free.
All right, guys. See you next week. We love you, Chris.
We love you. I love you guys. Be nice to everyone. Bye.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Chris Burns. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at BachelorPod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.